Hi, Dave Emery here. This is For the Record program number 1090. Fascism, 2019 World Tour, Part 5, Destabilizing China. This is being recorded on October 1st of the year 2019. In this program, it's probably going to be two, possibly three shows. It is in keeping with the basic theme of manifestations of burgeoning fascism around the world. In our last show, we were talking about Pepe the Frog, an alt-right symbol that has been adopted by what in this country are called pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, and the fact that Steve Bannon, of all people, the former White House chief of staff and one of the pivot points and luminaries of the alt-right around the world, I would say fascism around the world, is very much involved with the committee on the present danger, that I may be getting the title slightly wrong. That is a revived Cold War era organization that Bannon has breathed new life into for an anti-China effort. He is working in that regard with not only people described as military hawks, but people described by the New York Times as Chinese Muslim freedom fighters, translation Uyghurs, and the Falun Gong organization. The Falun Gong, that's F-A-L-U-N-G-O-N-G, is a fascist mind control cult that is not only opposed to China, but has as a stated goal the overthrow of the Chinese government. It is interesting, and I would note in the NBC News article or item that we will be excerpting at length, we had some initial elements of that in our last program. The organization is past the point soft-pedaled, and it is interesting to contemplate if there were an organization in the U.S. that was dedicated to the overthrow of the U.S. government, I don't think it would receive very good press. It would actually be prosecuted. The people would probably be liquidated, or in time it would be infiltrated by FBI and CIA and used as a sort of a honey trap. But the representation of Falun Gong as a mystical organization that combines traditional meditation practices, Falun Gong is basically a freak show. We spoke about some of their belief system. Master Li Hongzhi, who believes he is basically divine. He can walk through walls and levitate. And his organization is explicitly anti-feminist, anti-mixed race, believes that mixed race people are inferior, that gays are inferior, popular music is undesirable, that aliens have invaded the bodies of humans and are responsible for contemporary technology, including airplanes and computers, that all sickness results from bad karma, and that members of the organization should not get medical treatment. It teaches that postmenopausal women can regain their menstrual cycle, which is essential for their spiritual development. And perhaps in some ways, I guess, most interestingly, it maintains that Master Li Hongzhi can install what is described as a Falun, F-A-L-U-N, that's part of their title, a Falun or law wheel, as it is translated, is a swastika. The swastika, as we have talked about many times over the decades, predates Adolf Hitler and was not a fascist or racist symbol. It has a long history in Buddhism and Hinduism. However, in the context of Falun Gong, I think it can be understood that that symbol is being abused and really would have far more in common with the Nazi swastika than the traditional spiritual sun wheel, as it was called. One of the beliefs of Falun Gong is that Master Li Hongzhi can actually physically install a Falun or law wheel or swastika in the abdomen of followers, and that it can revolve in clockwise and counterclockwise directions and help the followers to do various things. This is an actual element of Falun Gong belief, that the master can install an actual physical swastika in the abdomens of followers, which can then can revolve in, again, counterclockwise or clockwise directions, permitting the followers of Li Hongzhi, or Master Li Hongzhi, as he is called, to do various things. The cult maintains that there will be a judgment day in which those considered to be communists, including, by the way, Hillary Clinton, who is a long way from being a communist, will be basically cast down, as they say, and in which all communists will be somehow neutralized or damned or whatever. There are many things interesting about the cult. Note that through the Broadcasting Board of Governors, a CIA derivative, it has become part of the destabilization effort against China. We read a Puff piece last week in which the members of Falun Gong were described as, you know, plucky little digital freedom fighters struggling against the monolith of Chinese government internet censorship. And there was no discussion of what the group actually believes in or represents. The organization has, as we shall see, a tremendous amount of money. Exactly where that comes from remains to be seen. Some of it may be CIA money, there may be Golden Lily money, who knows? But the organization has a lot of money. I was surprised to learn that the Shen Yun, S-H-E-N-Y-U-N, dance troupe, which is very heavily advertised in the U.S., is an organization run by Falun Gong. That organization has the Shen Yun dance troupe has a tremendous amount of advertising presence in the Bay Area. I had no idea it was Falun Gong, but from that and from the Epoch Times, its newspaper, which we're going to go into in the article from NBC, there is a lot of money behind this organization. The Epoch Times is something one has seen in many Starbucks outlets, in supermarkets, and it is free. People don't have to buy it. Again, there is a lot of money behind this organization. They have a 400-acre estate in upstate New York, and somebody with a lot of buckaroos, a lot of wealth, and a lot of clout is behind it. And the organization is not that old. It has only existed since about 1992. And excerpting the NBC News article, which we're about to read, in April, at the height of its ad spending, videos from the Epoch Media Group, which includes the Epoch Times and digital video outlet New Tang, that's T-A-N-G, Dynasty or NTD, combined for around 3 billion views on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, ranking 11th among all video creators across platforms and outranking every other traditional news publisher, according to data from the social media analytics company Tubular. That engagement has made the Epoch Times a favorite of the Trump family and a key component of the president's re-election campaign. So talking about this organization that feels that mixed-race people are inferior, gays, feminists are inferior, popular music is inferior, people who basically don't agree with their views and are thereby, quote, communists, unquote, including neoliberals or conservative social democrats like Hillary Clinton. Those are, quote, communists, unquote, according to Falun Gong, and they will be cast down during Judgment Day. This organization, again, through outlets like or through entities like the Broadcasting Board of Governors, has links to elements of CIA, and it is part of a larger destabilization effort against China. I'm going to continue with our look at burgeoning fascism around the world. However, if I don't get to some of the material about an apparent destabilization effort against China, something that is already having massive effects on the global economy and on the U.S. economy, many of the huge swings and drops in the equities markets in this country and around the world have to do with Donald Trump's trade war with China, part of that destabilization effort. If I don't get to that, I'm not sure I'll have time to get back to it because there is so much going on. Many of the shootings, the mass shootings in this country that continue, have been done by people who are affected by or actually affiliated with one iteration or another of fascist organizations or propaganda. And I want to get to those two eventually. I started in with that some weeks back, but if I don't get to the destabilization of China, I don't think we'll, given how much is going on, I'm not sure I'll be able to get back to it. So after talking about the Falun Gong and the Epoch Times and their links to the Trump campaign and to QAnon propaganda, we're going to talk about what is going on in Hong Kong, where Pepe the Frog is goose-hopping with the protests there, and a little bit about Hong Kong itself, someplace that I do not know a great deal about it. I think that there is an enlightening article from the Consortium News that talks a little bit about the history of Hong Kong, but about the current economic situation there and some of the things that have produced dissatisfaction among a lot of people in Hong Kong. And I think in terms of a paradigm, the growing inequality in Hong Kong and the dissatisfaction with that on the part of many young people is providing a fertile ground for not only violence to grow, I guess one could say, but I think something of a paradigm for how anger against whatever entity, the Chinese government or minorities or whoever, as a diversion from economic inequality and the grinding social conditions that stem from that is worth going into. First, however, the Epoch Times, Falun Gong, and Donald Trump. This is from, again, an NBC News story from August 20th of 2019. Trump, QAnon, and an impending Judgment Day. Behind the Facebook fueled rise of the Epoch Times by Brandy, Zadrozhny. That's Z as in zebra, A-D-R-O-Z as in zebra again, N-Y, and Ben Collins of NBC News. We began with a part of this article at the end of our last show.
You're listening to Dave Emery's For the Record. Long article-length descriptions of the For the Record programs are available at spitfirelist.com, also featuring information that wasn't in the original program due to the limitations of time.
Started almost 2 decades ago. Again, that's not a lot of time. But before I do this, note again, however, the role of the Internet and social media in the rise and the success of this fascist mind control cult and its links not only to Donald Trump, but bearing in mind what we talked about with the BBG, elements of the intel community as well. Started almost 2 decades ago with a stated mission, quote, to provide information to Chinese communities to help immigrants assimilate into American society, unquote. The Epoch Times now wields one of the biggest social media followings of any news outlet. By the numbers, there is no bigger advocate of President Donald Trump on Facebook than the Epoch Times. The small New York-based nonprofit news outlet has spent more than $1.5 million on about 11,000 pro-Trump advertisements in the last 6 months. According to data from Facebook's advertising archive, more than any organization outside of the Trump campaign itself, and more than most Democratic presidential candidates have spent on their own campaigns. Those video ads in which unidentified spokespeople thumb through a newspaper to praise Trump, peddle conspiracy theories about the, quote, deep state, unquote, and criticize fake news media strike a familiar tone in the online conservative news ecosystem. The Epoch Times looks like many of the conservative outlets that have gained followings in recent years, but it isn't. Behind the scenes, the media outlet's ownership and operation is closely tied to Falun Gong, a Chinese spiritual community with the stated goal of taking down China's government. It is that motivation that helped drive the organization toward Trump, according to interviews with former Epoch Times staffers, a move that has been both lucrative and beneficial for its message. Former practitioners of Falun Gong told NBC News that believers think the world is headed toward a judgment day where those labeled, quote, communists, unquote, will be sent to a kind of hell and those sympathetic to the spiritual community will be spared. Trump is viewed as a key ally in the anti-communist fight, former Epoch Times employees said. In part because of that unusual background, the Epoch Times has had trouble finding a foothold in the broader conservative movement. That seems to be changing. Before 2016, the Epoch Times generally stayed out of U.S. politics unless they dovetail with Chinese interests. The publication's recent ad strategy, coupled with a broader campaign to embrace social media and conservative U.S. politics, Trump in particular, has doubled the Epoch Times revenue, according to the organization's tax filings, and pushed it to greater prominence in the broader conservative media world. Started almost 2 decades ago as a free newspaper and website with a stated mission to, quote, provide information to Chinese communities to help immigrants assimilate into American society, unquote. The Epoch Times now wields one of the biggest social media followings of any news outlet. In April, at the height of this ad spending, videos from the Epic Media Group, which includes the Epic Times and digital video outlet New Tang Dynasty, or NTD, combined for around 3 billion views on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, ranking 11th among all video creators across platforms and outranking every other traditional news publisher, according to data from the social media analytics company Tubular. That engagement has made the Epic Times a favorite of the Trump family and a key component of the president's re-election campaign. The president's Facebook page has posted Epic Times content at least half a dozen times this year, with several articles written by members of the Trump campaign. Donald Trump Jr. has tweeted several of their stories as well. In May, Laura Trump, that's L-A-R-A, the president's daughter-in-law, sat down for a 40-minute interview in Trump Tower with the paper's senior editor. And for the first time, the Epic Times was a main player at the conservative conference CPAC this year, where it secured interviews with members of Congress, Trump cabinet members, and right-wing celebrities. At the same time, its network of news sites and YouTube channels has made it a powerful conduit for the Internet's fringier conspiracy theories, including anti-vaccination propaganda and QAnon, to reach the mainstream. Despite its growing reach and power, little is publicly known about the precise ownership, origins, or influences of the Epic Times. The outlet's opacity makes it difficult to determine an overall structure. One more time, because this is interesting. The organization is opaque. It is not transparent. And that is one of the things that is characteristic of clandestine fascist networks and also intelligence activity. And I suspect both are present in the Falun Gong and the Epic Times. One more time. The outlet's opacity makes it difficult to determine an overall structure, but it is loosely organized into several regional tax-free nonprofits. The Epic Times operates alongside the video production company NTD, under the umbrella of the Epic Media Group, a private news and entertainment company whose owner executives have declined to name, citing concerns of, quote, pressure, unquote, that could follow. The Epic Media Group, along with Shen Yun, capital S-H-E-N, capital Y-U-N, a dance troupe known for its ubiquitous advertising and unsettling performances, make up the outreach effort of Falun Gong. Falun Gong's founder has referred to Epic Media Group as our media, unquote, and the group's practice heavily informs the Epic Times coverage, according to former employees who spoke with NBC News. Executives at the Epic Times declined to be interviewed for this article, but the publisher, Stephen Gregory, wrote an editorial in response to a list of emailed questions from NBC News, calling it, quote, highly inappropriate, unquote, and part of an effort to, quote, discredit, unquote, the publication, to ask about the company's affiliation with Falun Gong and its stance on the Trump administration. Interviews with former employees, public financial records, and social media data illustrate how a secretive newspaper has been able to leverage the devoted followers of a reclusive spiritual leader, political vitriol, online conspiracy theories, and the rise of Trump to become a digital media powerhouse that now attracts billions of views each month, all while publicly denying or downplaying its association with Falun Gong. In 2009, the founder and leader of Falun Gong, Li Hongzhi, came to speak at the Epoch Times offices in Manhattan. Li came with a clear directive for the Falun Gong volunteers who comprised the company's staff. Quote, "Become regular media," unquote. The publication, that is, the Epoch Times, had been founded 9 years earlier in Georgia by John Tang, T-A-N-G, a Chinese-American practitioner of Falun Gong and current president of New Tang Dynasty. But it was falling short of Li's ambitions, as stated to his followers, to expose the evil of the Chinese government and, quote, "save all sentient beings," unquote, and a forthcoming divine battle against communism. Roughly translated by the group as, quote, "law wheel exercise," unquote, Falun Gong was started by Li in 1992. Li's teachings quickly built a significant following and ran into tension with China's leaders, who viewed his popularity as a threat to the communist government's hold on power. Parenthetically, in an earlier sentence, the organization is said here to be dedicated to the overthrow of the Chinese government. I don't know, but I suspect that may have something to do with the ire on the part of the Chinese government toward Falun Gong. In 1999, after thousands of Li's followers gathered in front of President Jiang Zemin's compound to quietly protest the arrest of several Falun Gong members, authorities in China banned Falun Gong, closing teaching centers and arresting Falun Gong organizers and practitioners who refused to give up the practice. The crackdown elicited condemnation from Western countries and attracted a new pool of followers in the United States for whom China and communism were common adversaries. Quote, "The persecution itself elevated Li's status and brought tremendous media attention," Ming said. This is Ming Xia, a professor at the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. It, that is to say, the persecution by the government, has also invited scrutiny of the spiritual leaders' more unconventional ideas. I love this, the more unconventional ideas. That's an understatement. Among them, Li has railed against what he has called the wickedness of homosexuality, feminism, and popular music, while holding that he is a godlike figure who can levitate and walk through walls. Li has also taught that sickness is a symptom of evil that can only be truly cured with meditation and devotion, and that aliens from undiscovered dimensions have invaded the minds and bodies of humans, bringing corruption and inventions such as computers and airplanes. The Chinese government has used these controversial teachings to label Falun Gong a cult. Falun Gong has denied the government's characterization. I would add that this doesn't even get into some of the things like their belief that Master Li Hongzhi can actually install a physical Falun or law wheel or swastika in the abdomens of followers so that it can revolve in clockwise and counterclockwise directions in order to do all kinds of things. And The article itself here is really interesting in terms of the spin that is offered up here. Talking about the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese government. It has also invited scrutiny of the spiritual leader's more unconventional ideas. Among them, Li has railed against what he called the wickedness of homosexuality, feminism, and popular music, while holding that he is a godlike figure who can levitate and walk through walls. Li has also taught that sickness is a symptom of evil that can only be truly cured with meditation and devotion, and that aliens from undiscovered dimensions have invaded the minds and bodies of humans, bringing corruption and inventions such as computers and airplanes. The Chinese government has used these controversial teachings to label Falun Gong a cult. I mean, why would they think that this makes Falun Gong a cult? I mean, yeah. Sounds just like an Asian iteration of the Kiwanis Club to me. And obviously, I'm being facetious. I don't think it's a reach to label this a cult. But again, the spin in this article, you know, those crazy Chinese have just eaten too many fortune cookies. I mean, so that, you know, aliens from other dimensions have invaded the minds and bodies of humans and have caused the inventions of computers and airplanes. I guess the Wright brothers were invaded by the bodies of aliens, or were invaded by aliens from other dimensions. Again, it's really interesting to me to see the spin on this organization, which, you know, basically it is out there. Under U.S. law, with freedom of religion, as long as they're not committing crimes, they're free to believe in whatever they want to believe in. But I don't think it is a reach to label this as a cult. And now, if I were to see Master Li Hongzhi levitate and walk through walls, I think maybe I would change my point of view. But until unless I see something like that, I think it is altogether fair to label this as a cult.
You're listening to Dave Emery's For the Record. You can subscribe to the comments posted on the SpitfireList.com website, most of them by a brilliant contributing editor who uses the moniker Terra Fractal, specializing, but by no means exclusively, in economic and financial matters.
Continuing with the article, the Epoch Times provided Li with an English language way to push back against China, a position that would eventually dovetail with Trump's election. In 2005, the Epoch Times released its greatest salvo, publishing the Nine Commentaries, unquote, a widely distributed booklet series of anonymous editorials that it claimed exposed the Chinese Communist Party's, quote, massive crimes, unquote, and, quote, attempts to eradicate all traditional morality and religious belief, unquote. The next year, an Epoch Times reporter was removed from a White House event for Chinese President Hu Jintao after interrupting the ceremony by shouting for several minutes that then-President George W. Bush must stop the leader from, quote, persecuting Falun Gong, unquote. But despite its small army of devoted volunteers, the Epoch Times was still operating as a fledgling startup. Ben Hurley, H-U-R-L-E-Y, is a former Falun Gong practitioner who helped to create Australia's English version of the Epoch Times out of a living room in Sydney in 2005. He has written about his experience with the paper and described the early years as a giant PR campaign, unquote, to evangelize about Falun Gong's belief in an upcoming apocalypse in which those who think badly of the practice or well of the Chinese Communist Party will be destroyed. Hurley, who wrote for the Epoch Times until he left in 2013, said he saw practitioners in leadership positions begin drawing harder and harder lines about acceptable political positions. Quote, their views were always anti-abortion and homophobic, but there was more room for disagreements in the early days, unquote, he said. Hurley said Falun Gong practitioners saw communism everywhere. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, movie star Jackie Chan, and former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan were all considered to have sold themselves out to the Chinese government, Hurley said. This kind of coverage foreshadowed the news organization's embrace of conspiracy theories like QAnon, the overarching theory that there is an evil, evil cabal of, quote, deep state operators and child predators out to take down the president. Quote, it is so rabidly pro-Trump, Hurley said, referring to the Epoch Times. Devout practitioners of Falun Gong, quote, believe that Trump was sent by heaven to destroy the Communist Party. One more time, because there has been some rumination in American media as well about some of Trump's offhand comments about being the chosen one. Personally, I think that is just sort of standard Trump egomania. I wouldn't necessarily think that he is actually believes himself to be a messiah, but then again, who knows? Quote, it is so rapidly pro-Trump, Hurley said, referring to the Epoch Times. Devout practitioners of Falun Gong, quote, believe that Trump was sent by heaven to destroy the Communist Party, unquote. A representative for Lee declined an interview request. Lee lives among hundreds of his followers near Dragon Springs, a 400-acre compound in upstate New York that houses temples, private schools, and quarters where performers for the organization's dance troupe Shen Yun live and rehearse, according to four former compound residents and former Falun Gong practitioners who spoke to NBC News. Again, Dragon Springs is a 400-acre compound in upstate New York. Again, the organization has a lot of money. But one sees the ads for the Shen Yun troupe all over the Bay Area, and the Epoch Times has a lot of distribution. I don't know where the money comes from. Some of it may very well be CIA money, but I suspect there's something far more than that underneath, whether it's Golden Lily loot or Borman money or whatever. This organization has a lot of dough. Falun Gong practitioners, continuing with the article. Falun Gong practitioners said that life in Dragon Springs is tightly controlled by Lee, that internet access is restricted, the use of medicines is discouraged, and arranged relationships are common. Two former residents on visas say they were offered to be set up with U.S. residents at the compound. Tiger Wang, H-U-A-N-G, a former Dragon Springs resident who was on a U.S. student visa from Taiwan, said she was set up on three dates on the compound, and she believed her ability to stay in the U.S. was tied to the arrangement. Quote, the purpose of setting up the dates was obvious, unquote, Wang said. Her now husband, a former Dragon Springs resident, confirmed the account. Wang said she was told by Dragon Springs officials her visa had expired and was told to go back to Taiwan after months of dating a non-practitioner in the compound. She later learned that her visa had not expired when she was told to leave the country. By 2016, the Epoch Times group appeared to have heeded the call from Lee to run its operation more like a typical news organization, starting with the Epoch Times website. In March, the company placed job ads on the site Indeed.com and assembled a team of 7 young reporters otherwise unconnected to Falun Gong. The average salary for the new recruits was $35,000 a year, paid monthly according to former employees. Things seemed, quote, strange, unquote, even from the first day, according to 5 former reporters who spoke with NBC News, 4 of whom asked for anonymity over concerns that speaking negatively about their experience would affect their relationship with current and future employers. As part of their orientation, the new reporters watched a video that laid out the Chinese persecution of Falun Gong followers. The publisher, Stephen Gregory, also spoke to the reporters about his vision for the new digital initiative. The former employees said Gregory's talk framed the Epoch Times as an answer to the liberal mainstream media. Their content was to be critical of communist China, clear-eyed about the threat of Islamic terrorism, focused on illegal immigration, and at all times rooted in, quote, traditional, unquote, values, they said. If traditional values includes having a Falun or law wheel or swastika installed in one's abdomen and believing that the leader can walk through walls and that the aliens from other dimensions have invaded human bodies and led to the inventions of computers and airplanes, I don't know, that doesn't sound very traditional to me. The explanation here, this meant no content about drugs, gay people, or popular music. The reporters said they worked from desks arranged in a U-shape in a single-room office that was separated by a locked door from the other staff members who worked on the paper, dozens of Falun Gong volunteers and interns. The new recruits wrote up to 5 news stories a day in an effort to meet a quota of 100,000 paid views and submitted their work to a handful of editors, a team of 2 Falun Gong practicing married couples. Quote, slave labor may not be the right word, but that is a lot of articles to write in one day, unquote, one former employee said. It wasn't just the amount of writing, but also the conservative editorial restrictions that began to concern some of the employees. Quote, it's like we were supposed to be fighting so-called liberal propaganda by making our own, unquote, said Steve Klett, who covered the Trump campaign for the Epoch Times as his first job in journalism. Klett, that's K-L-E-T-T. Klett likened the Epoch Times to a Russian troll farm and said his articles were edited to remove outside criticism of Trump. The worst was the Pulse shooting, unquote, Klett said, referring to the 2016 mass shooting in which 50 people, including the gunman, were killed at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Quote, we weren't allowed to cover stories involving homosexuality, but that bumps up against them wanting to cover Islamic terrorism. So I wrote 4 articles without using the word gay, unquote. Klett said that the publication also began to skew in favor of Trump, who had targeted China on the campaign trail with talk of a trade war. Quote, I knew I had to forget about all the worst parts of Trump, unquote, Klett said. Klett, however, would not end up having to cover the Trump administration. 8 days before the election, the team was called together and fired as a group. I guess the experiment was over, a former employee said. The Epoch Times digital production company NTD, or New Tang Dynasty, and the heavily advertised dance troupe Shen Yun, make up the non-profit network that Lee calls Our Media. Financial documents paint a complicated picture of more than a dozen technically separate organizations that appear to share missions, money, and executives. Though the source of their revenue is unclear, the most recent financial records from each organization paint a picture of an overall business thriving in the Trump era. The Epoch Times brought in $8.1 million in revenue in 2017, double what it had the previous year, and reported spending $7.2 million on, quote, printing newspaper and creating web and media programs, unquote. Most of its revenue comes from advertising and, quote, web and media income, unquote, according to the group's annual tax filings, while individual donations and subscriptions to the paper make up less than 10% of its revenue. New Tang Dynasty's 2017 revenue, according to IRS records, was $18 million, a 150% increase over the year before. It spent $16.2 million. That exponential growth came around the same time the Epoch Times expanded its online presence and increased its ad spending, honing its message on two basic themes: enthusiastic support for Trump's agenda and the exposure of what the publication claims is a labyrinthian global conspiracy led by Clinton and former President Barack Obama to tear down Trump. One such conspiracy theory, loosely called Spygate, unquote, has become a common talking point for Fox News host Sean Hannity and conservative news websites like Breitbart. The paper's Spygate special coverage, unquote, section, which frequently sits atop its website, theorizes about a grand, years-long plot in which former Obama and Clinton staffers, a handful of magazines and newspapers, private investigators, and government bureaucrats plan to take down the Trump presidency. In his published response, publisher Gregory said the media outlet's ads, quote, have no political agenda, unquote. While the Epoch Times usually straddles the line between an ultra-conservative news outlet and a conspiracy warehouse, some popular online shows created by Epoch Times employees and produced by NTD cross the line completely and spread far and wide. Again, parenthetically, note the role of the Internet and social media in spreading, basically, what I think is quite fair, in talking about Falun Gong fascism. Note also, because we're going to talk about the what is obviously a destabilization effort against China, how fascist organizations like the Falun Gong and also Islamic fascists like some of the Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood links of the Uyghurs that we have spoken about in the past are utilized in this destabilization effort. Organizations like the Galen Organization, the Unification Church, which reminds me a lot of Falun Gong, are but two examples of fascist organizations used as anti-communist cadre.
You're listening to Dave Emery's For the Record. All of Dave Emery's 36 years of work is available for download on the SpitfireList.com website. The site includes many articles not included in the programs, as well as a small library of old anti-fascist books. All of the material on the website is available for free. Sister station WFMU is podcasting the For the Record programs. To subscribe to the podcast, use the link at the top of the description for this program or on the front page.
More about the Epoch Times. Resuming again, reading this last sentence. While the Epoch Times usually straddles the line between an ultra-conservative news outlet and a conspiracy warehouse, some popular online shows created by Epoch Times employees and produced by NTV cross the line completely and spread far and wide. One such show is The Edge of Wonder, a verified YouTube channel that releases new NTV-produced videos twice every week and now has more than 33 million views. In addition to claims that alien abductions are real and the drug epidemic was engineered by the, quote, deep state, unquote, the channel pushes the QAnon conspiracy theory, which falsely posits that the same Spygate, unquote, cabal is a front for a global pedophile ring being taken down by Donald Trump. One QAnon video titled hashtag QAnon, 7 facts the media or mainstream media won't admit, unquote, has almost 1 million views on YouTube. Other videos in the channel's QAnon playlist, which include videos about 9/11 conspiracy theories and one titled 13 Bloodlines and Their Diabolical Endgame, unquote, gain hundreds of thousands of views each week. Travis View, V-I-E-W, a researcher and podcaster who studies the QAnon movement, said the Epoch Times has sanitized the conspiracy theory by pushing Spygate, which drops the wildest and more prurient details of QAnon while retaining its conspiratorial elements. Quote, QAnon is highly stigmatized among people trying to push the Spygate message. They know how toxic QAnon is, unquote, View said. Spygate leaves out the spiritual elements, the child sex trafficking, but it's certainly integral to the QAnon narrative, unquote. Gregory denied any connection with Edge of Wonder, unquote, writing in a statement that his organization was aware of the entertainment show, unquote, but is in no way connected with it, unquote. But the Epoch Times has itself published several credulous reports on QAnon, and for years the web series hosts Rob Counts and Benjamin Chasteen, C-H-A-S-T-E-E-N, were employed as the company's creative director and chief photo editor, respectively. In 2018, 6 months after the creation of Edge of Wonder, Counts tweeted that he still worked for Epoch Times. Counts and Chasteen did not respond to an email seeking clarification on their roles. And so again, note the role of the internet and social media in the spread of this organization. And despite the fact that their views, which are different, shall we say, this is an organization that is very much at one with the Trump administration. And the Trump administration, its trade war against China, which threatens, well, it threatens the global economy, the welfare of a whole lot of people in this country, including many corporations which are involved with the Chinese economy, a lot of consumers who don't buy expensive products and are may very well wind up paying higher prices at retail outlets, and ultimately, an awful lot of farmers, for example, who have sold their agricultural products to China. What we are seeing here with the Epoch Times is part of a much larger phenomenon, and the willingness of the powers that be in this country to work with an organization like this. Again, computers and airplanes are the result of aliens from other dimensions invading the bodies of humans, and Master Li Hongzhi can walk through walls, etc. That is different. The most interesting to me, again, is the notion that Master Li Hongzhi can install a swastika, an actual physical swastika in the abdomen of followers, so that they can do all kinds of things. That is, again, different. The organization in many ways reminds me of the Unification Church with the arranged relationships, the weird sexual orientation of the cult. Sun Myung-moon's Unification Church has something, not exactly similar, but again, some very interesting ideas about sexuality. We're going to an extent, veer away from our look at global fascism by taking a look at some of what is going on in relation to Hong Kong and China. However, again, with organizations like Falun Gong and with Islamic fascist organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, both of which have links to powerful elements of the Uyghurs. Elements of the Uyghurs also have links to secular pan-Turkish fascism like the Grey Wolves. Talking about the huge effort against China, something that is of paramount significance for the global economy. And indeed, if ultimately there is a military confrontation, this is something that could wind up ending the world, I think it is worth going into. This is not to hold the brief for the worst excesses of Mao Zedong and the great leap forward in which the Red Guard, by the way, who ultimately were eliminated during the great leap forward and the Red Guard's heyday in the late 60s, people with college educations in China were being thrown out of upper-story windows. This is not the hold-up brief for that. However, that sort of thing was ultimately curbed, and a lot of the people involved with that were either imprisoned or, in some cases, executed. The China of today is a good deal different than the Mao Zedong and his Great Leap Forward. One of the things that a lot of people will be saying, well, you know, do you defend the Chinese government? No, I do, however, view an awful lot of what we are being told. We're nearing the end of the show, but I am often classified as a conspiracy theorist or a conspiracist. There is a different word beginning with C and ending with IST, a classicist, something that looms larger and larger in my worldview, is the fable of the boy who cried wolf. There comes a point where you have been lied to so many times that only an idiot would take what is being said to a large extent on face value, at face value. This does not mean that I would like to go and hold up copies of Mao's Little Red Book, but with all of the lying I have been subjected to and with the relatively favorable coverage of Falun Gong, which is out there, and with, the misanthropic worldview that I have developed, sadly, now in my 41st year on the air and 70th year on this planet, or 71st year on this planet, I've turned 70. I just don't believe an awful lot of what I am told. Doesn't mean I automatically believe the opposite. And generally, I have a pretty low opinion of human nature. But we're going to take a look at the destabilization effort against China, and in particular, some of what is going on in Hong Kong in our next show. However, this concludes For the Record program number 1090, Fascism 2019 World Tour, Part 5, the Destabilization of China. This is being recorded on October 1st of the year 2019. I'm Dave Emery. Have fun.